Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi.
And I'm Kevin Close.
And in this episode, we're going to talk about the joy of planning a vacation and the excitement and the fun we get from it. First, I want to start out by apologizing that this show is a little bit late this week. I had another show planned to go, but I had some technical difficulties with it. But the good news was is that this allowed us to do a topic I've been thinking about for a while and let Kevin and I talk about it and discuss it and do a show about it, especially at this time. Given what's going on and given where we are, this seems like the appropriate time to talk about this specific subject. Before we get into it, it's about the joy of planning a vacation or having a vacation on the books that you can now start to plan and get excited about. Before we get into that, I just want to mention to folks that we are now more than a year into the COVID pandemic and that this thing has hit a lot of people very, very hard. Some people had profound changes in their life because of it, and some people had just sort of minor inconveniences. And by no means are we saying that this is, our biggest problem or our biggest issue, but it's something that affected our lives. Kevin and I are big travelers.
And travel agent.
Yeah. We travel a lot. It's sort of our big entertainment and also our big stress reliever in our way to decompress and unplug. And not being able to do it for over a year now, you know, has really had its effect on us.
I have, for the last year, helped people dismantle their plans. That's what I've done for a year. Not only ours, but everybody else's that I've booked. So we thought it would be fun where we start to see a light at the end of the tunnel to sort of address the fact that I think I forgot how much joy I got out of planning a trip.
Yeah. I mean, what's happened specifically for us is, you know, we've had trips on the books. So, you know, we're going to go on this great Adventures by Disney vacation and everything is great. And then, oh no, it's been canceled. Or we had a cruise on the books. Oh no, it's been canceled. Or we had a great Alani trip planned for last year. Oh no, we had to cancel it and rebook it.
I had a trip to New York City for my birthday last year and I had tickets to four shows that I was elated about and had to cancel all of them. And again, we aren't saying that our problems are bigger or we're not belittling the problems other people have faced. I just think we can't solve those, but we can look for some light.
And I also recognize too that most of the people who are watching us had the same problem. You know, most of the people who are watching us are planners and they love their vacations and they've had their vacations disrupted and all of those fun elements that go into it then fall apart. And it's like, oh my gosh, all that work I did, you know.
Okay, enough explaining.
I want to keep explaining for an hour and a half. This is going to be the explaining video. So tell people what our next vacation is, our next time away is that we're almost positive is going to happen that we're so excited about.
We have a trip to Alani. Really? Do that again.
Fingers crossed.
We have a trip to Alani planned in July. And we not only have our accommodations, we have a rental car, and we have very exciting airfare. And those are words I normally use. Very exciting airfare doesn't usually, that's not usually a thing. However, Hawaiian Airlines has decided to run a nonstop flight from Orlando to Oahu. And from Oahu to Orlando, we usually have to go to Atlanta, change planes, and then fly to Oahu. We are going to leave OIA, and our next stop is Honolulu. So we're very excited about that. I'm very excited about that. Mm-hmm. That to me is a big deal. I will do almost anything to cut out stops on an airplane.
So what happened was we had a trip planned last year. We had an Alani booking last year, and of course it was canceled. And we booked it through Disney Vacation Club points that we have. And in the process of doing all of that, you know, if you're familiar with Disney Vacation Club, there's banking of points. Kevin's not. Kevin leaves it all to me. Banking of points and borrowing of points. And last year there were some special exceptions made by Disney Vacation Club. So we picked we decided to book this particular time and this particular date based kind of on a hunch that we thought things would be better by then. So in one regard, it was exciting to have it at the moment. But in another regard, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, well, let's hope it goes.
Right.
We certainly hope it goes, because after that, there would have been loss of points and stuff. So it wasn't until maybe more recently.
After we got our first shot?
Yep. Yep, I agree.
And there has been some news out of the CDC. They're suggesting that people who have had both vaccines might be able to travel safely. And what's happened is this went from being just a sort of nebulous idea out in the ether to becoming more and more possible. And one of the things that I like to do is I like to start planning for my packing. I am not good about last minute packing because I always invariably leave something home. So what I do is I start making a packing pile. Things that I think, oh, you know what? We're going to need these. Oh, you know what? This is something I can't forget. And it can be anything from as mundane to K-cups for a Keurig as it can be to, the last time we were there, we didn't have a reusable bag with us to make small trips to the grocery store. So it's those kind of things that I think I put those aside.
You also, the grocery bag is a really good example. As now that we're maybe going shopping and things like that, you keep your eye out for stuff. Kevin found this bag. It was cute. And he goes, this is going to be perfect for Alani, for our trip to Alani. And maybe now's the time we start, you know, replenishing our suntan lotion or our travel toiletries.
We have what we call the medicine bag. And the medicine bag is an L.L. Bean toiletry bag. You open it up and it has a little handle and it hooks on the shower door or the back of the bathroom door or a towel rod, and all of your stuff is there. And I'm actually looking forward to taking that out. What happens is, after the last trip, I just put it away. Now what I do is when I know I'm going someplace, I take it out and I make sure that everything's full and everything's fresh and anything that's been consumed is replaced. So these are the things we're talking about, the joy of planning a trip. Other people plan their Disney trip. Where are we going to eat? What are we going to see? What do we have to do? What day should we be here? And now there's the added planning of making a park reservation. So there are all kinds of levels to this, but I hope that people are taking joy in it. We have a friend named Kathy who, when she knows she's going away, and if she's leaving on Saturday morning, Friday morning, she thinks, I should get the suitcases out and starts to pack that way. It makes me insane.
Kevin even spends a time beforehand picking out the actual suitcase.
Yeah.
What suitcase will work best for this trip?
Right. How can we Jenga this into the car?
And then there becomes sort of this step-by-step process that, you know, kind of makes it feel a little more real. You know, Kevin mentioned the airlines, the air that we got. But even before that, we did research into what was going to be required of us to travel to Alani. That has since changed because of vaccinations and other rules. But, you know, every little piece gets us closer to this vacation and gets us more excited. And then, you know, Kevin goes on the hunt for air. What's the best airfare I can get? What's the best schedule? I'm a little spoiled. I have preferences that I need to have if we're going to fly. So he knows he's got to work within those parameters.
John handles DVC. I handle the airlines.
That's right.
And I'm okay with that. That's a division of labor. We're each good at something. And then I get it all planned out, and John says to me, do you think this is the right airfare? Yes, I think this is the right airfare, and we book it. I also want you to know that this happens differently for different types of vacations. When we are traveling domestically, and Alani is domestically, I know that there's going to be a CVS or a Walgreens or a drugstore within a 5-minute ride. So I plan accordingly. If, you know, if the shampoo bottle is only that full, I'll buy more shampoo. However, when we plan for a cruise, it's wildly different because that level of accessibility isn't there. And when I pack for a cruise, I pack for a cruise because John and I are not going to find a Big and Tall Men shop in Grand Cayman.
Or even worse, you know, the gift shop on board right. isn't going to have
the kind of stuff I like. Clothes. And people say, well, oh, I'll just buy something on the ship. Well, not everyone can do that. So, and I'm not going to find a size 15 pair, a size 15 shoe anywhere in the Caribbean or on board a ship. So we pack differently. However, when you're in that mindset, it's kind of fun to think along those lines. I am not as stressed or pressed when we're visiting someplace like Alani. I actually have been to a Big and Tall Men store and a Big and Tall Men shoe store in Oahu. Google it. It's easy to find.
And even, you know, things like toiletries and stuff, you can get some of those things at a resort. You can get some of those things at a convenience store or a drugstore nearby.
Or a grocery store.
But if you're going to Europe, then you got to think about, well, is it going to have, you know, what it is that I generally use or I do that. The other thing that is part of our trip planning, that I'm sure this is true for a lot of folks, is what's going to happen to our pets. So in advance of our trip, months in advance of our trip, we figure out the plan for our pets.
John has an assistant named Kathleen, and Kathleen comes to our house and takes care of our pets while we're away. So our vacation planning starts with getting permission from Kathleen. We have to ask her if we can go away.
We have to synchronize schedules. All right, let's see. What is, okay, Kathleen's going to be away here, or we're going to be away. Okay, this is the sweet spot.
Kathleen, can you stay with the dogs? All right.
But that's why we get ours on the books. Get ours on the books a year in advance.
I have trips in 2024 planned.
So that she can't have that time off. But for some of you, it might involve a kennel. It might involve a dog sitter coming to your house. And I think that when you travel often and you are have pleasure or the ability to travel.
The luxury,
that's a good word, of traveling often. Sometimes these minor things just kind of become rote and they become like, oh, this is another thing I have to do. However, not being able to travel for over a year, it's actually been exciting.
It's enjoyable. Yeah. There are threads on the Diz boards about what do you carry into a theme park with you that you need? And there's a discussion, well, there's a health center in each park, but what if you're on the other side of the park? So there's a huge discussion about what size bag should I take into the park? And there are those who believe that you should carry things in your cargo shorts. And then there are those who believe that everybody in the party should have a backpack. And then there are those who believe that only dad should have a backpack. So I think you need to, you know, those are the kind of things that it's fun planning those. It fills up some free time, but it also put you in that space where you think, all right, well, am I going to need suntan lotion? Am I going to need hand sanitizer? We're all going to need a mask. So I think no matter how far down you take it and how minute it gets, it can be fun, especially after you've been denied for a while.
Yep. I think that it's done a great deal for us mentally.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know that we were those who perhaps had a depression or had anything that severe from lockdown. We did okay. We did our usual routines. We got by. We did all the things we were supposed to do. But
I also think you and I kept each other sane.
It's possible.
That when you were...
He drove me insane. Now, that's not true at all. What's happened is it's, again, not like we've had depression or it's been really, you know, oh, we're so mopey, but we notice it with each other as soon as this trip again became more real. Maybe not so much when the resort was first booked, but sort of the incremental steps afterwards made it a little bit more real and a little bit more exciting. And maybe also gave us something else to focus on other than our usual day-to-day, okay, now we got to do this or now we got to do that or I got to get groceries in the house or whatever it is we were doing. gives you something else to look forward to a little bit beyond your daily routine.
I think it became the most real for me when someone we knew went to Hawaii and said, they're the same precautions people are taking where you are, but otherwise the vast majority of stuff is open. And I thought, that's actually very, very exciting.
Yeah. Even the point at which Hawaii had opened to outside visitors. There was a point where they were not allowing anyone in. Or if you went in, you had a quarantine for 2 weeks. So when those restrictions became less and less, it was more like, oh, we can do this. And as Kevin mentioned, very, very recently for us, at the time of recording this, the CDC has announced lessening restrictions for those who are fully vaccinated, things like no quarantine necessary, no negative test result required.
Actually, at this
point, domestic travel,
we have to provide a negative test to get on the airplane.
Oh, okay. So again, you have to keep track of your airline's restrictions, and you have to, you know, destinations. If you're traveling outside of the country, things are different. But that's all part of the pre-trip process, figuring all those things out. And again, as those restrictions become less and less, and maybe as people, more and more people get vaccinated, it becomes a little bit more exciting.
Things could change. We're talking about Hawaii because we live in the theme park capital of the world. So our planning for a Walt Disney trip is more like, what day do you want to go? And a week in advance, seeing if we can get a park ticket. And if we don't, we'll go a different day. So that's where our excitement lies. But with a Walt Disney World or a Universal trip, it starts with, when do you want to go? Where do you want to stay? How long can we stay? Is there anything going on? What should we travel near? I'm looking very much forward to going to see the Flower and Garden show. John and I have sort of stayed away from the park the last couple of weeks because it's been spring break and we've heard that it's crowded, but I'm looking forward to going to see that. So it's great fun if you're planning a Walt Disney World vacation. There's a lot of moving pieces, and I know that there are people who have spreadsheets. I know people who do this all in one sitting. I am not doing that with Hawaii because I'm taking it in little chunks, so there's a little bit of excitement every once in a while.
Not only that, but this time it's a little bit different because we have to decide or figure out or learn what is open and available to us. For example, one of our favorite restaurants, one of our favorite things to do, that's undergoing a major rehab, and they won't even be open when we're visiting. So the same thing happens for Walt Disney World. The good news is more and more stuff is opening up all the time, and more restaurants and attractions and things are becoming available to folks. But that's something to take into consideration. What is there that I usually like to do that may not be available or may be different this time around?
And again, I understand that not everyone can travel. Everyone can plan.
That is true.
For when you can travel. It might not be this summer. It might not be till next summer or the summer after that. But the fun of thinking about it, I talk about it like taking it out of the box and looking at it and turning over and shaking it to see all the snow glow. I like to take things out and look at them and plan when I need it. So
yeah, I mean, you've also got the idea that maybe it's just fun to get a vacation on the books and just to have something to look forward to and hope that it's going to happen and think that it's going to happen. But, you know, having something on the books is a big deal. We're finding that with cruises. We've got a couple of cruises booked and ready to go. But
some were rollovers from last year that didn't happen.
Yep, where we use future cruise credits. But at this point in time, when we're recording the show and the show will air, there's no clear path to when those cruises, if those cruises will go, and when those cruise lines will sail the cruises we want to do. We know that Royal Caribbean has announced, and Celebrity has announced, these fancy new cruises out of Nassau and St. Martin to sort of fill the gap for folks. Disney has announced these sailings out of the UK just for UK residents. So they're working on things to get cruise going in general. But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Even if we could sail out of the UK, we wouldn't do it. It just wouldn't be within what we're willing to do at this time. So we're always watching for those cruises out of Port Canaveral or out of Fort Lauderdale or Miami even, so that tells us we're getting closer and closer and closer to actually sailing. But it's just fun to have those things on the books. The other day I got an email from Royal Caribbean. It's now time to think about if you want to buy a dining package.
Or, we do.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we definitely do. We got to go.
I got to go. Bye.
Or a beverage package or anything like that. Because Royal Caribbean, what they do is once you've booked, they start to bombard you with offers. 50% off drink packages, 30% off of dining packages. So it's always fun to get those, you know, your cruise is coming up. What have you, do you want to do this? Do you want to take advantage of this? What else do we want to tell people? It's just fun to have something to look forward to and have a vacation on the books and have something that we're putting our energy into. Again, I have to say, I think for us, we've noticed the difference it's made for us psychologically.
I bought a new shirt the other day online for my Hawaii trip.
Well, that's, like I say, that's not new. The fact that it was
shopping,
from Hawaii.
Shopping online's not new, but I thought, oh, that'll be great in Hawaii.
Exactly. It's fun to look for those things that for your next trip will be new and different and, you know, all those things. And then there's the more common sense stuff that you've probably heard all the time over the years, the advice people give on the Diz boards. Don't wear new shoes, you know, but if you're going to buy new shoes, break them in and get them ready for your trip so they don't hurt your feet, you know, and things like that. So all fun stuff for an upcoming vacation.
We find it's fun to have something to plan with the understanding that things have changed drastically in the last year and they're changing drastically day by day. So things that weren't true a month ago might be true now. I can't even give you an example because tomorrow it might be different.
Exactly.
You just have to pay attention. And I think you got to find joy where you can. And I think I'm finding joy in having a trip to think about, a trip that in my mind might actually happen.
Right.
So,
yeah, I think that's the biggest difference, right? We've been moving an Adventures by Disney Egypt group trip forward now 2 years.
It's been canceled, twice?
Yeah.
So we've got the third one booked.
Right. And while I am so excited about that trip and I'm hoping beyond hope that it goes, somewhere in the back of my mind, it says, you know, it might not happen. That part of the world might not be ready for visitors. We might not feel comfortable going. So it's hard to get excited about that trip. But getting excited about Alani is completely different because it's doable. And that's something, too, if you're coming to Walt Disney World or Universal, you know, they're open. They're open for business. There are things you have to abide by. There are things you have to put up with, like Disney park passes, park reservations.
Temperature checks.
Yep. Universal has been hitting capacity on weekends and holidays, so that's something you have to consider for those. But for the most part, these destinations are open and they're accepting visitors. So getting something on the books now is more likely that it's going to go and it's going to travel. And I think it's going to do better. People are going to be excited about it.
We are.
Yep, for sure.
You should be too.
You should get excited. All right, so that'll do it. We hope we got you a little bit pumped up for a future vacation. If you're interested in booking a future vacation with Dreams Unlimited Travel, you can write to me, John, at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com, Kevin at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com, or if you have an agent, please write directly to your agent. If not, we will get you to somebody who can help you along with planning your vacation. What do we want to tell folks before we go?
I'm out. I'm done.
Plan your vacation now. Very exciting.
Find some joy.
Yep. All right. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.